continuing on where your team is at here right now, just the importance of getting this one tomorrow to head into the All-Star break with a little bit of happiness?
Yeah, you know, you'd like to go into that break with some positive momentum. It's an exciting opportunity tomorrow to put, you know, the past in the past and, you know, hopefully kick this this stretch run, you know, off on the right note.
You guys haven't had the results lately, but do you feel as if guys have maybe been buying in more than a little, or not to paraphrase your earlier comments from a few weeks ago, but just about needing guys to kind of be that effort?
I think our problem has never been whether or not we work hard enough. I was even looking at practice yesterday. Guys work extremely hard in our room, and we have guys that care a lot in our room. So I think it's been a frustrating year just from a results standpoint. So I think, you know, you got to realize that we're human beings. We have feelings. When things have gone the way they've gone for us this year, sometimes it's really tough to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So I think we've done a better job of bringing that energy to our locker room. I think our game has been pretty solid. It's just kind of been more or less the same result as our season's been all year. So the issue isn't whether or not we work hard or whether we care. It's just finding that little bit of extra to get us over the hump so that, you know, those results start coming a little bit more consistently.
Personnel-wise,
there hasn't really been that much change in
the
team that, you know, made the playoffs last year. What has changed
this year that the results just aren't
going? It's basically the same. Basically, if I had that answer, I think we'd, you know, maybe be sitting in a better spot. I don't have that answer. Like I said, well, the things that I care about are, you know, playing with guys that work hard. We check that box every day, I believe. Guys that care, and we check that box as well. The wins and losses, I would love to be on a better side of it. I know we all would like to be on a better side of it too. So we can't dwell on the past, and that's not what we're going to do. We're looking forward here, hopefully getting off to a better start tomorrow and string some wins together and see what happens here this second half.
I know we've asked you this before, but inevitably we'll be asked again over the next month as well. Is it any distraction to this group when you've got key pieces like Destin and Andrew not signed deals right now?
Well, I mean, those are veteran guys, and they're great professionals. You know, like I said, about our whole group, you know, those two guys just come to the room every day, and they work, you know, extremely hard, and they're two of our leaders, great voices in our room. You know, you haven't seen anything that would indicate that, and I know that, you know, we're just trying to get this thing on track as a group. The rest of it takes care of itself. Those two guys have signed contracts in the past. They know how it works, so we're not the only team going through that. You know what I mean? There's players all over the league that are unsigned and doing a good job, and these guys are doing a good job of being pros about it. And whenever that gets resolved, it gets resolved, and we can all turn the page.
Do you feel as if you've taken on more of a leadership role this season, or does that have anything to do with kind of the uncertainties to those guys going forward?
No, I just think my comments for some reason end up in the headlines a little bit more than they used to. I think my role is exactly as it has been here the last few years, you know, no more, no less. Just, you know, you guys know me well enough now. Just try to bring a lot of effort and a lot of enthusiasm to the rink every day, as we all do, and let the rest take care of itself.